This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Jill Biden is expected to speak at the Democrats' virtual convention tonight in support of her husband, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Former U.S. Presidents Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter will also speak in support of Biden and his running mate, California Senator Kamala Harris. Americans had never witnessed a virtual national political convention before Monday night, but the pandemic has forced the Democrats this week and the Republicans next week to abandon the traditional hoopla-filled conventions of years past for fear of spreading the coronavirus. Last night's festivities included taped endorsements of Biden by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and former First Lady Michelle Obama. U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are attempting to upstage Biden's week in the spotlight by traveling to political battleground states that could play a pivotal role in the election. Mr. Trump was visiting the Midwestern state of Iowa on Tuesday and also the border state of Arizona. He gets his time in the spotlight at the Republican convention next week. More on the conventions at voanews.com. The United States has welcomed the guilty verdict in the trial of four men accused of the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Judges at a UN-backed tribunal found one of the four defendants guilty earlier Tuesday. The other three were acquitted. The Netherlands-based tribunal found Salim Jamil Ayash guilty on all counts, including the intentional homicide of Hariri and 21 bystanders, and the attempted murder of 226 other people who were injured. He was also convicted of conspiracy to commit a terrorist act using explosives. None of the four defendants, all low-level Hezbollah operatives, have been seen in years. They were tried in absentia. VOA News.